Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to share just a couple of highlights and insights from a really interesting article I read on the Vice website, written by one of the unsung heroes of the coronavirus crisis, namely someone working at the front lines at a grocery store. In the piece, Chris Salwin, who works at a Kroger in Texas as the assistant head of meat and seafood, shares what it's really been like to work at a grocery store in these times of coronavirus, where everyone is showing up early, raiding the shelves, hoarding just about everything they can get their hands on. Chris says his store had to cut hours. They used to be open from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight every day, but now are only open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., mainly so the employees can have an extra hour to restock the shelves in the morning, and the night crew has a couple of extra hours to try to replenish the shelves in the evening. He said there's a line to get in the store before it opens every day, and the customers are getting really frustrated. Once they get in, everything that they have is pushed out to the sales floor as quickly as possible, and everything we have is gone by noon. He says it's common knowledge that many retailers are out of or are incredibly limited when it comes to things like toilet paper, hand sanitizer, and cleaning supplies, but he also says that the shelves that hold cat litter, tortilla chips, and coffee are all just as bare. He says his departments, the meat and seafood departments, are generally cleaned out every day too. Their coolers are practically empty at the end of each and every day. They've been out of things like whole chickens for a while, and people are getting really freaked out about that. And people are just buying whatever they can, even super expensive items like snow crab or beef tenderloins. And Chris mentions, and this is really important as well, one of the reasons why the shelves are continually bare is that what the stores are getting from their distribution centers and suppliers are getting cut. They used to get about 600 cases of fresh product every day, Chris says, and now their truckloads have been diminished to about 525 truckloads per day. He mentions that his employer, Kroger, are trying to do some things to recognize and compensate the employees for the hard work they're doing. Kroger has expanded its sick leave policy during the pandemic, allowing employees to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave if they think they have symptoms or need to go into self-isolation. They've added bonus money to employees' Kroger gift cards and given one-time appreciation pay bonuses for employees who have worked consecutively since the beginning of March. There's plenty more in the piece, and I'll share a link in the show notes, but there's one last thing I'd like to leave you with. Chris reminds everybody that, hey, grocery store employees are people too. They're scared too. They have issues at home too. And they're, you know, by choice and maybe by force, are out dealing with the public every day in a time where many of us are self-quarantined and barricaded in our homes. Historically, he says, grocery store employees have always been kind of looked down upon. And he does think it's cool now that people have been able to see how much they do on a regular basis and how important they are, especially in a time of need. And he hopes that people keep that in mind when we all return to a state of normalcy. He's not really seeking extra rewards for his service. He doesn't even feel like he needs extra recognition. But a nod of acknowledgement or a handshake when we're able to shake hands again would be great when the plague or the pandemic finally ends. This was a super piece by a frontline worker at a grocery store, a job, quite honestly, that myself and probably many of you have never thought about much before in the past, and now we're realizing just how important a job it is. Thank you, Chris, for the great piece, and thanks to everybody who's out there doing what they can to keep things going in this time of crisis. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.